This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We're up there, and like, here are the people on the panel, so I'm like taking pot shots at Brian Brom, because like, that's what he came to Buffalo for.
It's Mike Shope.
You literally told EJ Manuel to his face that he sucked.
And the Bulldog.
I was proud of you, because no.
I feel like that's what you're there for.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I know. I couldn't, though. No. I couldn't.
I'm better than you.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Bulldog in here during the break, raising, I agree with this, a particularly annoying gambling beat when in golf there's a player that has not been on the leaderboard that you played and you've forgotten about him and stopped paying attention, and then they show him and he's like, he comes on the leaderboard, they show him make a birdie or something, and suddenly you have renewed interest in Tom Kite, say. You have renewed right. interest in Tom Kite. Like, oh, this is cool. I had stopped thinking about him because I thought he was too far back.
Makes the birdie, walks off the eighth green onto the ninth tee box, and the tee shot is like, you know, in the hospitality area.
Right into the Kikuya.
Just like, what was that?
We're back here at 9. We haven't been able to find Tom Kite's ball.
Right.
Back to you. Let's go back to
this happened to me on the weekend
place.
With Batia. Was Saturday morning. We had plans in Ellicottville all day, so we're leaving around 11:30. I'm just fiddling around in the morning and I find my way to FanDuel, and oh, there's a profit boost for the golf. Let me look. Oh, Batia, I saw him win last year. He's four back. I'll do that. And never looked at my phone again, at least for that purpose anyway, Saturday. We were just out with friends all day and night. Just had a great time. Was not thinking about the golf at all. Didn't see a second of it. Had no idea. Sunday morning, I get up like, oh, I remember I put a bet on this guy. Let's see where we're at here. Oh, tied for the lead at minus 18. Oh, he tees off at 1:30. Yeah, look, well, great. I know what I'm doing this afternoon. I'm watching the golf. First tee shot, rough. Rough again, bogey one, tee shot on two, way left again in the rough, saves par, tee shot on three in the lake. I'm gone. That's it. Where's the Yankee game? I think last I looked, he was like six over on the day. Everybody else is making birdies, and he's just going the wrong way. I'm like, oh, dude, I did not get any mileage out of that at all. I didn't enjoy his great round on Saturday because I didn't watch a second of it. And then I was excited Sunday morning for about an hour. Like, all right, I got this bet. This is pretty cool. I fell into that. Oh, it's already over. Okay.
Well, as we were saying before the break, if you want to get more mileage out of a bet than that,
yes.
The spreads for every Bills game are out. They're favored in all of them. Is there, I mean, you'd have to probably look at it and think about it. And this is for anybody who wants to take the question. Like, is there a game this year where you think, I don't know. What am I asking? Last year with San Francisco here, the year before with Dallas here, two marquee games on the Bills schedule each of the last two seasons. The schedule comes out, Dallas at Buffalo, December 4/25. No way is Dallas winning that game. They're going to come here and be so cold. There's no way the Bills are going to lose a home game to Dallas. And the line might have been like 3 or something like that when that came out. I don't even know.
I did not believe in that at the time. You did. I missed it. You couldn't have been more right. And San Francisco was not having a good year last year, but still.
San Francisco, right. I mean, I didn't expect them, like their season to fall apart. But I thought maybe the same night game, maybe snow. Come on.
These guys are not rolling in here and putting one on the Bills.
They have no idea what they're in for. And that was actually a close game, but they just kept fumbling, San Francisco. Like, they could have won that game that Sunday night. And it did snow. You have the Allen play with Amari Cooper.
Right.
It wasn't a close final score. So, I don't know. Do I want the same kind of logic this year? I think the game this year for that would be Philadelphia.
But it's so late.
It's so late, and I'm not as confident that Philadelphia couldn't handle it.
They're not traveling from Texas or California. They're traveling from Philadelphia.
The Niners, I remember last year, the Niners were at Lambeau the week before. Coming here, either going home and then coming here, or coming here from Green Bay, whatever. Like, forget it. So, I should get to work and find a couple of these on the schedule.
Yeah, late in the year, really anywhere. I don't know, there isn't that game where it's an opponent. That's Philadelphia is the closest you're going to get, but I don't view them the same way I view Dallas. I wouldn't look at Philadelphia going into any game against anyone and say there's no way they're winning that game. Whereas Dallas and San Francisco, more Dallas than San Francisco, I would say, but for me, I can see that.
Like, yep.
That team, no.
Paper Tiger kind of reputation.
That team is not winning that game. I would not say that a Philadelphia team, and not just because they won. They could have lost the Super Bowl last year, and I think I'd feel the same way about them. Like, I just don't think they're going to show up and just be overwhelmed by it or something.
Certainly could see Baltimore winning the opener, but I don't think I'd want to bet it. I mean, again, like, tons of emotion. Sunday night, playoff rematch. Last year, the stadium. I just don't trust the Ravens to not sort of like make the big mistakes like they do in a lot of big games, close games. Week 2, the Bills are at Sportsbook Review, and this may have changed somewhere. I don't know. It's close enough. The Bills are an 8.5-point favorite at the Jets.
That's healthy.
It's a lot. The Jets open with the Steelers. I think I would take the points there. And if the Jets look good and beat Pittsburgh, I'm not predicting what the Bills will look like against Baltimore.
That spread probably goes down.
Yeah, at home, maybe that comes down under 7.
Yeah. I rushed it, but 6, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Right. Yeah.
8.5 seems
really big.
Big.
So if you trust that logic and you can find a way to get action on that now, maybe go for it.
DKHorse.org. DK week2spreads.org. The Bills are favored by the same 8.5 in week 3 on the Thursday night game against Miami. Many seem to be, yourself included, really sort of worried for the Dolphins. Here's a short week Thursday night trip. Week 2, they're home to New England. And then the Thursday night game up here, 8.5. The Bills haven't always blown Miami out, but they have done that too plenty of times. They've scored kind of at will against the Dolphins. I would not be inclined to take the points with Miami on that one.
No, I don't think you'd want to do that.
I also would be willing to give the big number the next week. Bills to home to New Orleans, 12.5. That's their biggest spread of the season. And it's maybe a little too easy, but it is possible that the New Orleans Saints are the NFL's worst team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also possible that the Bills are the best.
Right.
And if you're at home against the worst team in the league, 12.5 is not that big a number.
No, that's a 31-10. Just workmanlike business. Just whatever. Like, we're not even trying super hard, but we're killing you.
The Bills have that gear, too.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
They just stomp on you.
Yeah.
So if Tyler Shug isn't ready for that one in week 4, that could get ugly. I would not take the points as of now. I'd give them 12.5. Week five, what are we doing? New England, 8.5 again. Man, these are not even close lines.
Home night game, rivalry home series night uniforms. Game.
Right. Connor Rogers brought this up, and I respect it. Aren't we all a little bit too, are we too early on the Patriot bandwagon here as a society? There's a lot of optimism for them. I mean, short term, in fantasy, this has been said by others, you can't find anybody that doesn't want to draft Drake May. Everybody wants to draft Drake May. And like, are we sure?
But is there anything else there that's draftable? Well, the running back, maybe the rookie running back, maybe, right? Who is that? Is that Tarion Henderson? Travion Henderson. Thank you.
Diggs. Both of those guys would go before May. I think the two most popular stacks there are Hunter Henry and the rookie Kyle Williams. You can do that after drafting May to get, you know, two or three weapons for him. Pop Douglas is also, he gets drafted, 16th round DeMario Douglas. I don't know. I think, I get it. You know, I get why New England is a little bit of a hot item, but how
well,
hot?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess what I think can happen is if you, Connor sort of alluded to it, right? It's football. So you're used to things being close and it being competitive. And if you settle into, which I have, New England, and I said as much to Connor, like that's the team in my rearview mirror here I think I'm worried about. I think Miami has been better more recently, but I think they're going the wrong way. So I'm not expecting them to be a problem for me. And the Jets are starting all over. So New England has the quarterback in place, and I'm pretty bullish. I think there's good reason to be pretty bullish on Drake May. So you've got that piece figured out. So they're the team that's coming, but how fast are they going, right? Just merely saying they're the second best team can almost elevate them just naturally in the course of conversation. If that's the team you think is the most challenging, even if you don't think it's much of a challenge at all, but you think they're the biggest threat, even if you don't think it's that threatening, it just sort of pushes, you're talking them up even though maybe you're trying not to in some way. And it just sort of takes on a life of its own. And everyone just starts saying, oh, look out for New England, you know, the coach.
Yeah.
Right? He's good. And the quarterback looked good, right? So I do, what I think I said to Connor, 10 wins is like, I don't see more than that there. And that might even be pushing it.
We talked about the Jets with him, and we've made this point several times, but New England's schedule is not only pretty easy, it's easier early than late. Like they could run up a good record, 7-2 kind of record. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the season, the Bills, the Ravens, Cincinnati, like they've got some tougher tests than they have mostly in the first half. I think the schedule is so easy for the Patriots that I would expect at least 9. I think I would be on the over.
I definitely feel like when we went through it, which we can do again sometime, I don't even, you know, tomorrow, need to do it now, but whatever, I didn't have trouble getting them to 7-2 is how I remember it.
It's not hard at all.
Right.
You might want, like, it's maybe not where your mind is going to be right away, but you might want them. They play the Raiders in week one. You might want them to lose. Like, they have so many favorable matchups. Raiders, Dolphins, Steelers at home, Carolina at home is their first four. Like, they would shoot for, we would take 3-1 if we were Patriots people and talking about, like, 3-1 doesn't even seem that, you wouldn't have to, I guess. Doesn't even seem that much to say 3-1. At the Bills, at the Saints, at Tennessee, Browns. That's also very possibly 3-1.
Yep.
So 6-2 there, home to Atlanta, at the Bucs, home to the Jets. 8-3.
Two of those
seven
three
and four
are a little tougher. Tampa and Atlanta, I think, should be tough games.
They'll be an underdog. If it were week one, they'd definitely be an underdog in Tampa. I wonder what the Falcons line is. I guess I have it. I should be able to find out.
Right.
7-4 seems even conservative for New England at that point, to that point. At the Bengals, they won there last year, week one. Home to the Giants, 8-5. Home to the Bills, at the Ravens, 8-7. At the Jets, home to Miami. that's 10 wins without a lot of sweat.
Yeah.
I think. While the Jets, this was the point, the Jets, it's the other way around. More of their harder games are early. Bills in week 2, Bucks in week 3, Dallas in 5, Denver in 6, that's in London. Bengals in 8, Ravens are in 12. Then later on, it's Jacksonville, New Orleans. It kind of is this is an exercise in when do you play New Orleans? When do you play New Orleans and when do you play Carolina? And they might not be bad either, Carolina. Bills at Atlanta in week 6, favored by 5.5. I think I would like the points with the Falcons right now. Week 7, I'm off. Week 8, -7 at Carolina. How does that sound? Is that our Urban Meyer game?
Yeah, right? Right? Yeah. That might be the game that more people, once we get into it, or maybe fans are already, I mean, certainly fans talk about the schedule all the time. That's the game that sort of has that vibe, that why do we only have 13 points? What is happening?
Right. Why is this game 13-9?
Why is this game close? Why are we, why did we, welcome to the postgame show. The Bills lose to Carolina, 22.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Put a 12. Like, what happened? Right? It's got that feel to it. That it's, oh, I don't like that I'm thinking that way, but it does.
All right. +7 sitting right there. Carolina +7. Week 9, it's Kansas City. Bills -2.5.
Sure. I'll take the Bills at home. It's the regular season. They own the Chiefs in the regular season.
I think that's going to change. You can't just beat the Chiefs in the regular season every year. Can you? Can you really just beat them every year? 5 years in a row? That's got to be like historic for a team that to have what the Chiefs have had. It might be already. The Chiefs have won the AFC 3 years in a row, and the year before that was the Bengals' year. So they have made the AFC Championship 4 years in a row, won that three times, won the Super Bowl twice. Yet the Bills have a 4-0 streak in that span in the regular season against them. How rare would that ever be in the NFL, in NFL history? It's got to be extremely rare.
Yeah.
Who does that? Who dominates the team that's dominating your conference?
And you can't ever get past them in the playoffs.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah.
I bet that that's I would guess that that's unprecedented. The Chiefs, it's only the three appearances. But I mean, their record has been incredible, yet they have this string of losses to the Bills in the regular season.
Well, I say it continues.
All right.
I'm on the Bills.
I'm not ready to bet that, but in theory I am. In practice, I'm not. In theory, I am.
Gotcha.
Week 10, -5.5 at Miami.
Sure.
Coming off the Chief loss.
Hey.
And the Carolina loss. Right, what happened to us? Right, we've got New England at 8-2. We got the Bills at 6-5.
A 2-game lead because I lost to Carolina.
That's it.
I do not like. Can we rewind the whole segment?
No. Well, you can on the app.
You're right now. Yeah, but not. Yeah, I have no recourse. I don't like how this.
You can't
gone.
Do anything about it right now. You just have to sit there.
Why did I say how I really felt?
Why did
I just lie like all the people on TV? That's all. I should just lie. They're going to kill Carolina. Bryce Young is 5 feet tall. They're going to kill him.
It's Carolina.
Yeah.
When does anybody lose to Carolina? Is what you're saying.
Right.
But you've moved over to that position.
Yeah.
Home to Tampa in week 11 in throwback uniforms, -5.5.
Sure.
Don't
sleep on Tampa.
Don't say it. they're plucky.
At that Carolina game, but Tampa's in a different class than Carolina. They're a credibly good team.
Okay.
But if the Carolina game doesn't end up being this game, it's the game that most fans will then like. If the Bills are cruising, there's going to be people calling us. People do still call us occasionally. It didn't happen today, but yeah. Like, I don't know. It's got to feel this is that game. An NFC opponent. I mean, it's not that bad for the tiebreaker, so I wouldn't really mind, but I just got a funny feeling. And it's going to ignore that Tampa's been, like, a credibly good team for the last – that was since Baker got there. They've been good. They're not great. I don't like them to win the Super Bowl or anything, but they've been good. So they're not, like, a team that you should treat as – oh, I didn't think this was going to be a hard game. I'm so surprised. But I think fans still will because they're Tampa.
Get the trap game speech ready for that Carolina week. With Kansas City next.
Right.
Oh, these guys, watch out. Here comes the trap game. Well, it's not actually a real thing. Well, it seems like it is. A lot of people say it is, Mike. And then you want it for the Tampa because we're looking ahead to the Texans.
Right.
It's a short week, road, Thursday night. We're already packed, probably. For that one. Mm-hmm. And now you got to play this Tampa team first. Oh, this schedule. Who knew? This schedule, it turns out the schedule's brutal.
Wow.
The Bills' schedule is suddenly brutal.
Wait till the Texans find out that the Bills made their travel arrangements before the Tampa game.
Oh, no. Wait till the Bucks find that out. These guys don't even want to be here.
They're already thinking about their trip to Houston.
This is kind of fun. Connor Rogers, it's his fault, all of this, talking about the AFC East earlier. We did actually play this off of our chat with him. If you missed it, here it comes after this break. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.